Oh, hello, Mr. Electrician. Yeah, the power in the den is on the fritz. Personally, I've wanted to rewire the whole place for years, but that darn Peter keeps making the HOA meetings all about lawn ornaments. Come on inside. I really appreciate you doing evening calls like this. I took my daughter back to college today, so I've been running around since breakfast. Did you park in the abandoned Dunkin' lot? Hide your car behind the old sign? And did you make sure to jingle your toolbox to let everyone on the street know that you were coming? Good boy. You're always so good for me. Yeah. You can set it down by the door. We won't be needing that. Sorry, babe. I know you hate putting in a show like that. But the last thing we need is Monica down the street prying into our relationship. She'd see us being loving adults and have the entire neighborhood convinced that we're in some kind of illicit affair. And believe me, that woman could hear about a charity for dolphins and spin it as a sharkading event. But we don't have to worry about her. After our little performance, Monica will be too busy raving about how Peter tells her to hide her garden gnomes. And Peter will be too busy venting about me embarrassing him for either of them to think that why I need to visit an electrician past dark. Or why you're not leaving anytime soon. Oh yeah, those gnomes are way too creepy. Did you know Pammy's little ones are terrified of them? Honestly, I kind of agree with Peter. No artistic expression is worth traumatizing children. But tonight's not about them. No. Tonight is about me finally getting to have dinner with my boyfriend in my own home. My little girl is finally back to school. And while I definitely miss her, I will not miss having to hide this part of my life. Honestly. Planning dates around when she was in the house and when the neighbors wouldn't notice me leaving all dolled up is exhausting. No, baby. None of this is your fault. You've been nothing but good to me since you came into my life, and I wouldn't trade that for the world. This is just the harsh reality of dating a suburban mom. You're right. The secrecy can be kind of hot, can't it? Almost like we are having some wild, torrid affair. I'd sneak out under the cover of night to meet you at the movies, a far-off restaurant, or even just your apartment. I'd look over to my shoulder just to make sure that nobody was watching, and then what would you do, baby? Yeah. Good boy. Okay. As much as I'd love to stand here and make out all night, believe me, I would. I do have dinner in the oven. So how about you make yourself comfy on the couch? And I'll make sure that I haven't burned anything. Oh, no, mister. No helping. As much as I appreciate it, serving you dinner is the least I can do with making you walk half a mile. That's right. Tonight, I'm gonna take care of you. And I'm sure you'd like that, wouldn't you? Good boy. The den is down in the hall, on the right. I'll be right in. Oh! And no shoes in the house. Good boy. Okay, dinner's ready. Don't worry, I covered it in some foil, so we can eat whenever we want. Oh, you're welcome, babe. So, did you pick out anything good for us to watch? Right? There's so many options. As nice as it is to be able to pick whatever you want, whatever, I do miss cable kind of just forcing you to watch something instead of scrolling until you have to go to bed. No, I'm already caught up on the international. Not in the mood for House Hunters. Oh, wait. What was that one that you showed me the last time I was at your apartment? You know, the Marvel one with the fast guy. Yes, The Flash. Oh, don't look at me like that. I know I still have a lot to learn about the nerd culture, but mixing up DC and Marvel isn't that bad, right? It is that bad. Oh, whoops. Sorry, sweetie, but I promise I am learning just a little bit by bit. I am. Last week, Todd, you know, Todd Jelansky, the old man who always wears the NHL hat. You'd know him if you saw him. I swear he even wears that thing to church. Anyways, Todd was mowing the lawn in this ungodly hour in the morning. Woke me up and my baby girl, and I was so mad that I threatened to call the Justice League on him. You should have seen it. Just stared at me like I said the F word. But see, I am learning. I thought Batman was an Avenger before we started dating. Now look at me, suggesting we watch The Flash. I guess you are getting in my head. You really are good at getting into my thoughts. What do you say? Thank you, babe. I honestly have been really wanting to watch it since I saw that first episode. Yes, we are going to watch it with the lights on. I told you before, staring at the screen in a dark room can damage your eyes. I can't control you in your apartment, but in this house, we protect our vision. Good boy. Now come here and snuggle up close. That's right. Lay your head on my chest. Now I'll wrap my arms around you and pull you in all nice and snug. That's it. Gosh, I've missed this. I don't care what anyone says. Cuddling is a need. It makes you feel loved and cared for. So warm and safe. It's just totally relaxing against someone that you love and letting them do the same. I can run my hands across your back, I scrape my fingers through your hair. You can plant those gentle kisses on my chest. And every moment lets us know how much we love each other. It's been way too long since our last cuddle sesh. I don't care if it's only been a couple weeks. That was far too long to go without my man. You know what else I love about cuddling, though? It makes me feel exactly how excited you are to be close to me. Yes, I do. You want to hear a secret? I'm soaking wet right now. Oh, somebody perked right up, huh? What to do? Normally, I have a rule against fun time activities anywhere outside the bedroom. But I'm also usually strict about eating at the table instead of the couch. Being around my stud muffin of a boyfriend is making me break all kinds of rules. So what do you say, babe? You want to get naughty with mommy? I'll take that as a yes. I've been really naughty, haven't I? Sneaking around, making up alibis, putting on a whole charade. Also, nobody knows that I'm dating a man barely a few years older than my daughter. I mean, she just went back to school. And here I am, making out on her couch with a guy who calls me a mommy. Oh, but I can't resist you. You are my good boy. And you need your kind, gentle mama to take care of you. You're so good. And you don't look at me like I'm a mom. Or like you need something. You look at me like I'm a woman. Yeah. A hot, sexy, horny woman. You don't judge me. You don't make me feel like I don't deserve this. We both deserve this. We make each other happy. So how about we get really naughty? Let me get those pants off for you. Look at you. So hard already. And your cock is twitching just from looking at me. Tell me, babe. Am I sexy? Yeah? You're a sexy MILF girlfriend. Oh, good boy. Sorry, sweetie, but I already said I'm taking care of you tonight. That means you lie back and relax and let your MILF girlfriend take care of you. You know what MILF means, right? Right. So it's about time to fuck this mom. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good, babe. Yeah, I did say the F word because your cock is so good. And my tight little pussy. Your young, hard cock in my slick MILF pussy. Oh, it's been so too long. It's been too long. I'm gonna start moving, okay? Oh, oh God, yes. Oh, I've needed this. When I'm stressed, there's nothing like getting my pussy stretched to take the edge off. It's been a rough month. Sitting at my girl's loans, her meal plan, getting all the sort of stuff she needs. I swear it only gets harder. Just like you, babe. But yeah, it's a lot of work, and I never have any clue how to set it all up. But I do it all with a smile because I know I don't want to stress her out because she's already stressed about moving in classwork. And then there's the neighbors. You know all about them, don't you? Well, they've been even worse recently. Always nosy, always looking into my windows. Always judging how much of a mess my house is. It's just... it's a lot. I'm sorry, I know I rant about this all the time. Everyone's always judging me, expecting me to be this perfect idea in their head. I want to be the perfect mom and have a clean house and make my boyfriend the best dinner he's ever had because I care so damn much about you. And even Peter and Monica. But I'm not perfect. And you don't ask me to be. You've never expected me to do anything. You just... Oh, God, you're too good. That's why I love you. That's why I hide you. Not because I'm ashamed. No. No, I could never be ashamed of you, baby boy. But I need something that's mine. Just for me. And you are my good boy. You're my good boy. You love me. And you let me rant all about the shit in my life. And I do the same for you. So I don't care if anyone else thinks of me dating someone half my age is wrong. You know what? Fuck it. Let them hear us. I don't care anymore. I want them to hear us. Let them know how good I make you feel. Moan and scream all you want. You are my boyfriend. And you like how I feel on top of you, don't you? How my tits feel pressed against your chest as I bounce on your throbbing cock. Oh, yeah. I know you do. Especially when I grind my hips down. God, your dick's so hard. And you're throbbing so much. Yeah. Mommy making you feel good. Really good. Fuck, you're leaking. You're close, aren't you? I'm sorry. I know you're close, but... Babe, Can I be selfish? Because I really need to get off. I need to pound this frustration out of me. Can you hold just a little bit? And let me fuck you hard? Thank you, baby. Okay. I'm gonna brace my arms on either side of your head and hold myself up a bit. Yeah, grab mama's hips. When I start, I want you to pull me down as hard as you can, okay? Hold on tight, sweetie. Mama's gonna fuck you. Surprised if they didn't. Gosh, we went a little crazy there, huh? Don't blame me at all. Yes, sir, it was both of us. You got that, Buster? Good. I think we're gonna have to restart this episode. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I was deliciously distracted. Okay. I will put on some of her clothes and get into that dinner. And when we're done eating, you can have some dessert that... Oh my. So... Do you know how to use that toolbox?